Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No man left. Diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 289 of 4th and John. I'm Gale Saunders here with Mr. Prime in the building and Timothy Kincaid from AZ in the house. Welcome back to the show. But today we're talking about a special group in my heart. I mean, we talked about the Hogs, the offensive linemen. But the defensive line this year, to me, is one group that has got me more geeked than anything. Now, you know, recently we spoke to Brandon Graham at the Trent Cole defensive camp. That was a great opportunity to meet with a guy that, you know, he's a guy that knows something about this defensive line, being one of the captains of the group. But Brandon Graham, talk about a leader of this group. It's a big group. It's a big group. Now, I'm not even saying like in size, but just in numbers. There's a lot of guys in here. I mean, we did add the rush linebackers because we want to talk about those guys that are going to be also rushing the passer. But overall, I think this defensive line group has an opportunity to really, if all works out well, they could be a dominant group. Going into the season, how are you guys feeling, man?
I'm feeling excited, man. I mean, it all started on the day of the draft, knowing that we ended up drafting these key defensive players. It made today's topic even more big to talk about. You know, I mean, you've got Nakobe Dean, Jordan Davis being added on to the team. And then, you know, with the offseason transitions we've been making, you know, defense is finally like the subject to talk about. We haven't really had no reason to talk about them in the past few years. And now it's like one of our number one subjects to talk about this upcoming season. So I'm really excited being, you know, a key defensive player, like love playing defense when I play like backyard football, turkey bowl with my boys and stuff like that. Defense is just my thing. So, you know, I'm excited. So I'm ready to go, man, to see these boys go to work. Jordan Davis, you know, I mean, guy's big as a house. So like, I really want to see what he's going to be, you know, the damage he's going to be doing on the line. And then everybody else falling into place. You know, seeing BG at the Trent Cole camp, he's in great shape, man. He's looking good, ready to come back. And, you know, I mean, I think he's got a big statement that he's going to go ahead and make this upcoming season. So I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm ready to see this defense go to work.
Now, Tim.
Man, follow suit, man. I'm just like Prime, man. I'm super excited to see this defense and what they're going to do, especially this defensive line is going to eat. It's crazy how everybody keeps on naming, you know, the defensive starters, but everybody in the stars, but everybody's forgetting about Josh Sweat. I think Josh Sweat is going to eat this year. That's my guy, number 94. And also, I'm keyed in to see is it Keon from is he from Kansas? I'm not sure the rookie. I'm really keyed on to see what he can do. Powerful speed, everything, to see what he's going to do and bring to the table to the defensive line. I think this defensive line is the key to success for the Philadelphia Eagles to be successful. Oh, I have a successful season.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, I just like, if they don't eat like I think they're going to eat, I'll be a little bit upset. Right. I mean, because talking to Brandon Graham, again, was one of the best experiences. But just the way that he was talking about Jordan Davis and what he meant to this group, and what he meant to, like, Fletcher Cox getting back to being Fletcher Cox. He's like, if Fletch can get back to where I think he is, they're going to be in trouble. So I think, you know, from that standpoint, let's get into it because we got a nice little big group. But just talking about we'll start with Brandon Graham while we're at it, right? Brandon Graham. Mm-hmm. You talk about Brandon Graham. A guy coming back from an Achilles injury, a guy coming back from taking time off to be a better version of himself. He said I told him, I said, you look like you gained about 10 pounds of muscle. I didn't ask him about the medical. Shout out to Evan and shout out to Cody. But he said he felt better. He said he felt stronger. He felt like he was able to actually do some of the things that he hadn't in seasons past in terms of, like, taking his body and really, you know, I obviously coming after injury, he had an opportunity to, like, really hone in on his body and make sure he's right. He looks good. I see, he said he's running around. He says, like, I feel like nothing's happened. He's the elder statesman of the group. I call him Big Unk. Now he said, you know, I said, hey, man, Trent Cole talked about passing the torch on to Brandon Graham. And now, you know, he's at that stage. He's Big Unk of the group. But how are you guys feeling about Brandon Graham going into the season?
Well, it's like you mentioned, man. I mean, the privilege of being able to catch up with Brandon at the Trent Cole camp, having that conversation with him. The dude's energy is already, like, high. It's at a high level. Like, he's really excited to go to work. Seeing him in person, seeing the condition that he's in, he looks great. I mean, we had the privilege of actually seeing him a few weeks before that at Devontae Smith's charity softball game. And, you know, I was like pointing that out in the stands, like, yo, you got to see Brandon Graham. Like, he's in great shape. You know what I mean? Like, the built, like, he looks like he put on that good weight, looked like he been in the gym, looked like he getting in shape for the 2023 season. So it's just like, you know, hey, he's back, man. That's all I could really say. Like, he's back. He's ready to go to work. He's ready to do some damage. He's excited about the supporting cast he has around him, especially with these rookies. And he talked about Fletch getting back into, you know, him and Fletch being side by side, leading this line, you know, into some serious stuff. So it's just like, I'm excited, man. The energy that he brings and the energy he was talking that day, it was just like really getting me all souped up. So, like, I'm ready to see Brandon go back. I mean, it's sad that he ended up, you know, the season going down last year. But, you know, he's ready to put all that behind him and then show him that he still has a lot of gas in that tank, man.
Today.
Man, the engine is back, right? The engine is back on his defense. The heart and soul of this team is back. You know, last year when he went down that Niners game, we were all there, right? And you can see the morale on this team went down. Now he's back. He's going to have vengeance. I think he's going to have an upside year with the additions with Hassan Reddick. And I know he's excited to have Derek Barnett. Don't get at me. I know it's always him. Don't get at me. But I think Barnett is going to have a good year off the additions that we have. And then N'Kobe Dean as well. He's a blitz master. So I just want to say that. But I think, yes, BJ is going to have a good year. And he's going to come back as the original. Well, he's going to come back the junior Wolverine. He came from Michigan, right? So I guess we can say that.
Yeah, I mean, small fact, Brandon Graham broke the sack record in high school It's been broken, but he did.
Shout out to Detroit.
Didn't have six sacks in a game in high school. But you talking about a guy who earned his money. He got that contract, man. You mentioned him early, Tim. Josh Sweat, man. Josh Sweat, not only did, you know, sometimes when you cut your hair, you lose your strength, but Josh Sweat came back and was a bigger and better and badder version of himself. I felt like he was a guy that was one of the Eagles' top pass rushers. I think everybody knew where he was on the field, and that was the kind of attention was paid to him. And they paid attention to him with the money as well, because my man earned every dollar. So I feel like he's a guy going into the season. Again, I feel like he's forgotten. Like all the pieces we've added, Josh Sweat is a forgotten man. And still, in my heart, he was my breakout player last year. He broke out exactly how I wanted him to. I think he's just going to build on that. What say you?
I mean, you talk about a guy that went out there and tried to prove to the team, to the organization, to the fan base that, you know, I mean, he's there's a reason for him being here. I mean, he did that, got a 3-year extension, 40 mil. A lot of people feel like he still hasn't reached at his peak. I'm honestly one of those people. I mean, I still feel like there's a lot to prove this upcoming season with, again, the supporting cast that he has around him. I see that happening. I got high hopes for Josh Sweat. I mean, he was one of our best rushers last year. So, you know, I mean, again, with the addition of what we got, who's coming back, it's like going back to previous shows, you know what I mean? Again, that back and forth you and Evan had, you want that person that's going to be behind you to bring the best out of you, that's going to push you to become that best player. And Josh Sweat has more than enough on that line to do that. So, I mean, I think, you know, the level for Joshua is, you know, is going to be at the next step for him. So I think he's really going to go ahead and do his thing this year.
Most definitely. Joshua, I remember, you know, you guys remember that playoff game, right? Where he had the incident where he had to go to the hospital and he wasn't allowed to play that game. Once that news broke and he wasn't allowed to play and he was walking his hotel, and it was critical. It was very critical. And I'm going to tell you something there. When that was critical, he was very critical to this team. He's very critical to this team. He means a lot to this team. If it wasn't for that injury that he had in high school, he suffered in high school and then went to Florida State, right? I think we would be talking about Josh Sweat as a top 10. He would be in Madden ratings that everybody is going crazy about, right? About Madden ratings. He would definitely be top 10. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think he's going to eat this year. He's going to have a good year. He understands his assignment. And that's all I can say. I think Josh Sweat is going to have a great year. Yeah, minus him cutting the hair. And he went blonde for a while, right? He did go blonde for a minute. He's trying to do a little Cisco joint, right?
I don't know if he went blonde. I don't
know. Yeah, he went blonde because he got Ricky Hayes. He had to go blonde for a little bit or something. It was kind of crazy.
Speaking of blonde, shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, checking medicals, taking names and checking medicals.
Shout out to little bro, man.
Apparently, that's sticking because people are now asking how the medicals.
Is everybody's medicals? Just ask Evan. Evan has all the details for you.
Taking
guys.
Names, checking medicals.
Yeah.
Jason Romano says he's loving this defensive line. Feast with Peace says this defense just can't play soft like they did last year. Gotta attack. You talk about gotta attack. You talk about them being in the bottom of the league. It sacks, obviously, bringing in a guy like Hassan Reddick, which we'll get to. They're trying to juice those numbers up. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Pete. You know, I mean, it's the truth. We always, for the past few years, man, we've been looking great on paper. This year's the year. Forget the paper, man. This year's the year to really prove, you know, what I mean, that this defensive line is the shit coming into this season. And you know, they really got to go ahead and take it to the next step, you know what I mean, the next gear, and they really got to go ahead and surpass with the whole sacks and everything. I apologize. That's my Alexa in the background.
Oh, okay. I said, yo. Yeah, it's a piggyback off of both of you guys. So basically, what you're saying is, like I said, and when we talk, we're discussing about BG. BG was a soul, the energy, the guy that kept every. He was the glue. And once you know, once he went down, you know, I'm the type of person, I see energy. When energy leaves and energy comes, that's what goes on. And when you know, I'm over here, I'm acting like a doctor. I'm explaining with my hands. I apologize. you know, I mean, it's like, you know, the energy left from Nick, and then went to Steichen, and Steichen went 7-3 with the offense. And then they, you know, the ball started getting rolling, and we went 7-3. You know, it's just one of those things. But I think this defense is going to be the key, especially in this defensive line. I definitely want to repeat that again.
Talk about a key person of this defensive line who's been near and dear to my heart, a guy who I wanted to draft, a guy who I called that one, Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox, a guy who some Eagle fans in the base of in the fan base have written the man's off, but at the end of the day, to me, I feel like, again, what BG said, like the addition of Jordan Davis allows him to do some of the things that he wants to do. There was at times of the year last year, Fletch was trying to do what he wanted to do regardless of what Gannon was asking him to do. I'm sure there's a little frustration. But you talk about the communication that they had, you know, got back to doing things together as a unit. And I think the youth of a new guy like Jordan Davis, I feel like Fletcher Cox should have a better year than last year. I think his role should be probably a bit more defined. I think that rotation should be nice. I think you're gonna have guys super healthy. With that rotation that they're having, they're going to mix and match, which is the key thing to Fletcher Cox's success this year. How you guys feeling about Fletch?
Man, listen, I need that old thing back. All right, that's all I can really say. I need the old Fletcher Cox back. You know what I mean? The guy that was just destructive when it came to plays. Last year, you know, 17 solo tackles, 3.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. That wasn't cutting it, man. I mean, Fletcher's way better than that. The expectations is, you know, definitely at a high level. So it's just like, I got it. Whatever it takes to go ahead and bring that energy back into that man, I hope he finds it. He brings it back this year. And he should, you know, he's got more than enough reasons to, you know what I mean? Everything is just pretty much lined up for this guy to really do his thing. I know he was frustrated because, you know, he kept on getting double team, triple team, and it was causing, you know, plays for everybody else to go ahead and shine. But look, at the end of the day, you come together and you play as a team. There's no I in team. It's a team. So, you know, sometimes you got to go ahead and do something different. And I hope he can just understand that coming into this season. So my expectations is Fletcher is real high this year.
There's gas left in the tank. That's all I want to say. I'm going to leave it like that. There's gas left in the tank. Gannon's scheme did not fit Cox's game. It just didn't. Before that, we had my picket fence guy. What's my picket fence guy? Who was a defensive coordinator last year? I'm having a mind blank right now.
Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz was pin your ears back and go get the quarterback, right? It wasn't like that last year. It was, I'm going to have 600 pounds left on, hanging on both of my shoulders, and I'm going to go chase down running backs and watch the screen game. And I don't think it's going to be like this. I don't think it's going to be like that this year. I think it's going to be, hey, Cox, you have feedback. You're the veteran. I need you to guide Jordan Davis. This is what we're going to do. What do you think? What's your input? And I think Cox is going to have a lot of say. Or I'm not going to say a lot of say, a little bit of say of what the defense is going to do. And you know, it's going to make it work. And he's going to guide this defense line to victory. Fly, go, fly.
This guy, I think, you know, a guy, you know, you realize this guy's been on the team for two seasons. But this guy last season, to me, you know, he really got to do, you know, sometimes some people take the dirty work. But you know, talk about Hargraves. He took advantage of those. You know, when Fletch had a double team, Mans was getting his. So I think Hargraves, he's a soft spoken dude. You know, doesn't really say much, but at the end of the day, he gets the job done. Who's it? Was that Big Daddy Kane get the job done? Get the job.
Yeah.
For you OGs out there, OG hip hop fits. So Hargraves, I think he's a guy that I think he's again, man. You talk about forgotten names of the group. Hargraves is another guy, silent sleeper. He's gonna do his job and he's gonna wreck shop.
I mean, listen, Hargrave, he played his role last year, again, with the distraction that Fletcher was causing on that line. It was opening up for him to go ahead and do some miraculous things. You know, he had a pretty decent season, and I'm looking forward to seeing him do his thing this year as well. I really feel like the expectations for him is at a high just as well, you know, and he's there, man. I mean, it's all about the supporting cast everybody has amongst each other. So I see Hargrave, you know, really doing his thing this upcoming season, and you know, what better way to go ahead and do it than with the line that he has.
Cody below says we want there to be gas left in Fletcher Cox in the tank, but we have no indication of that. Well, I mean, if BG is indication, those are BG's words that he said to me himself, that he feels like if Fletch can get back to where he thinks he can, it's going to be some problems, yeah. Going to be some problems. But, Tim, Hargraves.
You know, he's a silent but deadly killer. That's all I can say. He's going to do his job. He's going to have his lunch bell. He's going to come do what he got to do. I'm just interested to see if they're going to extend him once the season starts or once the middle of the season, see how he works out, how he plays, because they want to see how Jordan Davis is going to play out. And this defense is going to be – we're still in the middle – we're still in the middle of the mystery. Is this going to be a 3-4, 4-3, hybrid, 3-5? Like, what, we don't know yet. So
it's good. It's definitely going to be hybrid.
Oh, it's definitely going to be hybrid. But with the additions with Jarowski Tart, Bradberry and those guys – you're going to be able to play some mismatches where we're going to be able to run some stunts and fake the defense out to make the offense make mistakes. So I think this is going to be a waiting game, but I'm a bit – what's crazy is, though, before we signed Hargrave, I remember you telling me, Gail, yo, this is a guy. You was super excited. I've never seen somebody excited about signing a defensive tackle in a while.
Well, I mean, it just goes into like the one-on-ones. Like, yeah, you got it. Like when the defensive lineman coach tells you got to win your one-on-ones, when there's a double team, this is the guy who's gonna beat the one-on-ones. Yeah. So I mean, regardless of, there's a lot of dudes on the squad that can beat the one-on-ones. But talk about, I'm not gonna say one-on-ones, but this guy's gonna beat a lot of double teams. This guy is in the middle of this photo for a reason. Because he's the center of attention, but he's also the anchor that can allow this defense to do some things that they haven't done in the past. But I feel like, again, the multiple look is going to be a thing. I think, you know, what I did, I went back and watched a lot of Georgia defense, how he was utilized, just the way that Kirby Smart tried to set up this defense for success, talking about moving their defense from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and just everything that he was talking about in this coaching clinic was basically how the difference between a 4-3 and a 3-4 is, you know, the blitzing and allowing you, when you're four down, you're almost giving away exactly what you're trying to do. In defense having texture and different layers in the 3-4, you don't know where they're firing. So the fact that, you know, you got a guy like Jordan Davis from the Georgia defense, and you got a guy like N'Kobe Dean, who's a phenomenal blitzing linebacker, you know, all these little twists, and like you guys should be excited, because I really feel like they know how bad they looked in terms of getting at the quarterback in our linebacker play And again, guys like Gennard Avery, now replaced by Hassan Reddick. There's going to be some things. So I think, but getting back to Jordan Davis, he's a guy that should be the anchor of this defense, and we'll see what he brings to the table.
Going back to draft day, I mean, I got to admit, Jordan Davis wasn't like on my board. It took me a couple of days for that to go ahead and sink in. But once the rest of the draft played out, I mean, it ended up playing out in our favor. So I learned to accept, you know, I learned to adapt. So Jordan Davis, hey, he was an Eagle. Had the privilege of meeting him at the Eagles Autism Challenge. Big dude, big freaking dude, man. His attitudes, like seeing some of his interviews and everything, his attitude is just like, he kind of reminds me of Fletch from like the very beginning of his rookie year, man. He's a jokester. He's like a big ass kid. He's over there playing around with the reporters. He's over there making jokes. He's over there, you know, running around, you know, that I love that. I love he's having fun, man. He put in the work to get where he's at. It happened. He's now an Eagle. He's now in the NFL. I mean, the sky's the limit for this dude. So he's ready to go to work. And I'm excited to see him, you know, do his thing, man. I think he is going to be more than enough of a contribution on this line. And yeah, I don't know, man. The excitement is just kind of like overwhelming. Like I just want to see this guy go to work. That's all.
The participation, man. It's just the waiting. The waiting is. I can't wait for football to start. It's tough.
I love my summer, man, but it's just like now with the excitement of Eagles football, it's kind of like just making it go by so fast.
Wow, most definitely. Jordan Davis, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you haven't seen somebody that's bought in to the Philadelphia culture already as being drafted as a Philadelphia Eagle, then I don't know what else to say to you. This man is lost weight. And I want to say this, and I definitely want to put this out. Stop poo-pooing on my mans because he wasn't asked to do what everybody is asking, what everybody's like waiting for him to do in college. You got to understand something. He was in SEC against Georgia. They were beating on teams. He wasn't asked to go after the quarterback like that and play third down and all that. They were beating up on teams. That defense surrounding him was crazy. What you think we got right here in Philadelphia? You're going to see the same. You're going to see I'm going to say it right now, a better improved Jordan Davis on the Philadelphia Eagles. And what the icing on the top of the cake is, you're drafting Nakobe Dean, his college teammate, to be with him in Philadelphia. It's all going to work out. Just trust and believe, man. This guy is who he say he is, and he is bought in. He understands the Philadelphia culture. And like Prime said and Gail said, he's a big old kid. I mean, I remember I was watching the cooking thing they had, the little cook-off. No, he was hilarious. I was like, yo, this is Jerome Brown 2.0 off the field, clowning-wise. I'm not saying play-wise. Just clowning-wise. So this one was want to put that out there.
Now, talking about a guy again, man, you talk about the youth of the group. We just talked about Jordan Davis, another player we drafted last year. Looking at this graphic, as I forgot that I didn't add a graphic of Milton Williams because maybe he's forgotten. He's this big photo, but right behind Fletcher Cox, you see Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams, you talk about a guy who looks like a defensive tackle, a 20-year-old toddler. That dude looks like he could, you know, don't he look like a big baby? But like
he do.
He does not play like a big baby. I think Milton Williams, he's a guy that, like, again, forgotten. Like he shows that country strength. He shows that ability to, you know, he's got some versatility front wise, and then. He's got some moves, man. And he definitely shook some of the quarterbacks during the season. So I feel like he's a guy, another guy just forgotten. I think Josh Sweat, a lot of these guys, and I think, you know, coming into his second year, I think Milton Williams. I mean, I've seen a lot of love in the chat for Milton Williams. Everyone is a fan of his game. Brian says Milton Williams is a big time sleeper. Seen some other love in here, but going into the season, how are we feeling about Milton Williams?
I mean, last year's preseason, Milton Williams was doing this thing, man. He was definitely opening up some eyes. You know, the kid has some real explosive moves. He was real explosive off the line. He did his thing for the few plays that they ended up putting him in there last season. 13 solo, 2 sacks. I mean, I gotta agree with you. It's kind of like he is forgotten, but like I don't even know if this statement I'm about to make, like if it's a good forgotten, because I mean, like he's still good, and that's just the thing. Like he's in the background, so like if God forbid anything was to go wrong with somebody, he just steps in, does his thing, and you know. So I mean, Milton Williams being on the squad is a good addition. He's a big spot on this line when they put him in. So I think he's gonna, you know, he's gonna do his thing. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting. Yo. Brandon says Milton reminds him of Tim Jernigan, not Tim Kincaid, but Tim Jernigan.
I probably weighed around the same as them.
I didn't even realize Milton weighs less than what's his name, Hargrave. Like Hargrave was what, 305, and Milton's only 290. Like I thought it would be the opposite.
Tim's also 290.
Yeah, I'm around there.
Husky,
Husky, yeah, man. You know what I mean. Shout out to the big guys,
bro. You live in a sauna, man. Like you should be all right.
I got that East Coast body, man. I still Husky guys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Husky guys. Milton Williams, man. Quarterback pressures. That's all I want to see from him. It's not about sacks. It's not all about sacks all the time. And he has a motor to him. He also has a desire to, you know, to get to the quarterback. So quarterback pressures is all I want to see from him, contributing to the team. And you know how he thinks. It's all about depth. You know what I mean? If you can get that guy with thinking about his head, when he's pointing at his head, it's all about depth. But shout out to Milton Williams, man. He had a good year for his rookie year. He had a good year. He had what, 2 sacks, right? 2 or 3 sacks?
Mm-hmm. He had 16 plays where he pressured the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, especially for a defensive tackle. You're doing your thing.
Talk about a guy who some people isn't doing his thing, but it's always him. Derek Barnett, a guy who many people in the comments are asking our opinion on Derek Barnett. To me, like, again, we're talking about depth here. At the end of the day, we're talking about depth. And I always believe you're only as good as your depth. You talk about that 2017 team with tremendous depth, guys that are coming off the bench, guys that know the defense, know what Gannon wants to do, but again, coming off the bench. So Barnett is a guy who I think they had a number for him. The fact that they got him where they wanted to, you know, I think he, going out there and testing the market to see what, you know, there wasn't much for him, says a little bit about his consistency. He shows flashes sometimes. He shows flashes in the Super Bowls. But again, if that was his shining moment, thank you. Thank you. But anyway, we're talking about depth. We ain't talking about a franchise play. We talking about depth in practice. It's my Allen Iverson voice talking about practice. Derek Barnett, how you feel?
Man, you really want me to go ahead and
just keep it short if you're gonna be me. What if you have something analytical?
Look,
give it to him.
He's deaf, like you said. He's just a fill-in.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not. I mean, like, all right, maybe I might go a little bit, you know, more a little bit harder than what I need to on the dude. But I mean, come on, like last year he led the team in penalties, like unnecessary penalties, like for real. He just needs to, you know, get that under control. I mean, like, look, I'm with you. You're gonna definitely get a thank you for the big play that you made in the Super Bowl. I'll I always had that thank you put away for you. But other than that, that's about it, man. Like, I'm actually surprised he's still on the squad. I mean, we still got a few weeks until, you know, offseason starts, so anything can happen. But this is like a do or die for Derek Barnett, man. He's been on this, you know, he's been on this team for a very long time. They did try to move him. Things didn't go, you know, as planned. So, you know, they stuck to him. They stuck with him. So, hey, look, the final word that I have on him is that you're just a fill-in. That's it. Well, I
mean, you say do or die. I say, yo, all I need is you to do and try, and that's all I want from you. That's it.
Do and come try.
Do and try. Come, do and try your best.
Your best. How about have kindergarten hands or kitten hands or something? Like, how about not like do something stupid, you know, being boo-boo the fool on the field. This is my thing, and I know this is difficult. I mean, 2019, you went from 6.5 sacks to 2 only in 2021. You've always been aggressive. He's always been aggressive, even the days back in Tennessee. And he been boozled us, okay? In Tennessee, the ankle bend, the Reggie White record breaking and all that, get it. And thank you for recovering the ball from, you know, BG sack with Tom Brady. But, bro, can you stop being boo-boo the fool? Can I just get you to play a game without a damn penalty? And I will be grateful. And just fit in. Please fit in. And his contract, he has a whole bunch of dummy years. So he could possibly be back for years and years and years. You don't even know. So it's that Howie magic. Y'all know how it works and how it goes. But I want to give Derek Barnett the benefit of the doubt that he's going to have an excellent year. I think he's going to eat due to, you know, who was being on this team and the distance to the team. That's all I'm going to say.
It's frustrating. I got to say that it's frustrating. I think the most too is because, you know, being a diehard Eagles fans that we are, you being compared to one of the best defensive ends ever.
That's not his fault though.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying though. But like,
with the ankle bend,
still, it was just like, come on.
But like, as soon as they said that, I was like, bro, he's gonna get set up to be killed.
And he got set up. I mean, like,
yeah, he did. They did. They set him up like Chris Paul throws an alley oop to DeAndre Ayton.
So the funny thing is, me and Mally got a tour of Tennessee. We went to the stadium, and we're looking at all the greats and stuff. And you see Reggie White up there, and then you think about Derek Barnett, who's also considered a great in Tennessee. It's just that's the only thing. I went to the same school. That's about it. Derek Barnett, again, not a franchise player, but depth. Okay. Not a game, but in practice, depth.
Yeah. No, you're getting your Allen Iverson practice on right now, aren't you? You're getting the takes out the way.
Yeah, I just my thing at this point, we're just talking about depth, and that's
right.
It's
right.
A good thing to have, man. It's a good thing to have. Like,
I feel you.
They're talking about trading him in the chat. They went from thanking him for a Super Bowl to trading him, throwing him a trade. So that's what it is. Shout out to Jordan.
What up, Cuzzo? What up, Cuzzo?
Let's see, man. There's a lot of comments. I'm trying to keep up.
Shout out to the love. Thank you for the love, guys.
Moving right along. There's a lot of players in here. How about we talk about needs to be talked about? Talk about Hassan Reddick. Now, we are talking about the defensive line, but we are talking about rush linebackers. And I think Hassan Reddick at his size, although he's not the biggest dog in the shed, he's a guy that brings tremendous versatility. You talk about a guy that gets to the quarterback. Going to Carolina, he earned his keep again. You know, talk about the amount of sacks he's had in the last 2 years. That's the kind of guy and the kind of juice that we can bring in here and really be a nice little piece. He's a guy that really made sense to me. Like, he was a guy that I'm excited about. I feel like it's just it's just a perfect opportunity to fit and have a role in this defense. So I feel like you talk about his he's going to be like even Jalen Hurts knows what he brings to the table. I think it's a good thing. Good signing by Howie, and I'm excited.
Listen, Hassan Reddick coming from, you know, my childhood neighborhood, Camden, New Jersey, he's representing to the fullest since he's been in the NFL. I mean, you mentioned his past two seasons with the amount of sacks that he's gotten. Man, this offseason signing him, I was ecstatic, man. This dude is just like lights out. Linebacker position, plays at that line just as well. Like, it's just something that I've been wishing for years now, and it finally came true, man. It finally happened this offseason. So with the addition of Hassan coming in with this defensive line, man, this dude is really going to go ahead and make some serious noise. I can't wait to see him in an actual Eagles jersey ready to go to work. You know, I've been trying, you know, I've been watching a lot of the videos on him when he played with Carolina and when he played with Arizona. The dude is just like, I love seeing the plays, man. I love seeing what he does, man. He brings 110 energy on every single play, and that's what we needed for the longest, and we finally got it. So I'm ready to see Hassan do his thing this year.
Tim.
Man, you talk about somebody that got the dog in him. You know, 2020, 12 and a half sacks. 2021, he had like 11 and a half sacks. Like, come on, man. Like, you add the sack machine to the Philadelphia Eagles. This right here is exciting. And I'm not putting a lot of expectation on him, but I need double digit. I want double digit. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel. Shout out to Camden. Definitely really, really want double digit sack leader in here. But I also want to win. I don't want a Jason Babbitt in here. Not trying to, no bad vibes.
Wow. Gail, did he just really mention Jason Babbitt?
Babbitt got sacked, man.
Babbitt was the man. Yeah, man. I mean, Babbitt did his thing, but it was just like still, wow, like, oh.
Had to reach out the bag real quick.
I see that.
Now, Sports King says Kayvon Johnson will develop into a Hassan Reddick. So we set at that position. So, I mean, you said it here first, Sports King. Talking about Kayvon Johnson.
Yeah.
He's a guy at the Senior Bowl. I felt like he really did show and prove what he was made of. You're talking about a guy who was flexing the bend. You're talking about a guy who was flexing his muscle against some of these bigger and tougher opponents. But I think you talk about Jernard Avery. When you say the word Jernard Avery, and then you mention Hassan Reddick, you look at some, you know, the athleticism of a Johnson. But then, not to mention Johnson and Johnson, while we're here, Patrick Johnson, he's a guy that, you know, he was in the mix. Talk about where he was drafted and his ability to come in and give you some reps at the position. You know, I'm not going to say he's super dynamic at this point, but he's a guy, again, we talking about depth, y'all. I think he knows the defense going into his second year, but I think Johnson has a little bit more juice. But thinking about that group, I think that's a solid group right there. I think he's got some players to work. Gannon has some players to work with, led up by Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, I mean, seeing these young boys go to work, you know, coming into the league and showing what they're made of is the exciting part, man, because you know they're hungry, especially being fresh into everything. So, I mean, it's all about just seeing the energy that they're going to go ahead and bring. I mean, they want to go ahead and make that big money. They want to go ahead and get that big contract. So, I hope that energy is in them as the season starts, because that's what they're playing for. You know, to definitely put food on the table. So, hey, let's see what it's all about when it's time for them to go to work.
Now, Mark, Mark from Oregon chimes in and says, it's amazing to me how many new faces the Eagles will have this year. Yeah, there's a lot of new faces.
A lot.
You know, I did see a comment here that I wanted a better offseason acquisition, Reddick or Bradberry.
Ooh. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
I think they
both. I'm going to go Reddick. Well, you can pick one. Red or blue?
Because the one name that was mentioned by Brandon Graham to me was about guys that are catching on quickly was Bradberry. He said Bradberry is smart. He said he caught on right away, got some interceptions. I'm not sure who he picked off in practice.
Can you do the Usher thing? Yeah, do the Usher thing.
You know, he said, you know, he's fitting right like a glove. So here we go. But I think they're both very important. They both serve roles that you talk about upgrades. We're talking about Jernard Avery upgraded to Reddick. We're talking about Steven Nelson upgraded to Bradberry. So both upgrades. I diplomatically answered that one right.
Yeah. You covered both. You covered all sides of the aspect.
Moving right along. Did any other guys that you wanted to talk about in this group?
The defensive wise, or?
We got Matt Leo, the Australian. Is he Australian?
He's Australian.
He's an international player. He will not be on the. He's not on the roster, so he's.
I thought he retired.
He's technically not on the roster, but he's a guy that he's in development. So, not really. Got a great beard though.
Good yo, observation. That's so Philly. That's so Philly, yo.
Good observation.
Got a great beard though. You are.
Got a great beard though. Teron Jackson. What did you guys think about Teron Jackson in his first year?
It was decent. It was decent. We'll see what this upcoming season brings. You go back. It's like you have no choice but to just label them as depth. Like it's on them. It's how well they go ahead and prove themselves. So, I don't know. I would like to see what he actually can bring to the table if he has the opportunity to do so. So, yeah, we'll see.
Experience. Just need more experience. That's all I can say.
Again, we're talking about depth here. You're not a franchise player. Right. Depth. I know there's other comments that have been we're trying to get to these defensive players, and we will talk about the random other stuff that are out there floating around. But, you know, talking about Sports King over here, he says Vic Fangio is out there if Gannon don't work out. And just to let you know that we've already heard that Vic Fangio has been in the building. What that means is, are they bringing him in as a consultant? Are they listening to what he brings to the table? Are they talking about, you know, things that they could fit into this defense? We all know that Gannon had a talking to by the team. I think they were looking for more from Gannon during midseason, and I felt like he got that message. But the fact that Vic Fangio is lingering, or just, you know, sometimes they bring people in here, but once I heard that, shout out to Hollis. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
I mean, the whole consultant thing is like we've heard that before. You know, it hasn't last as long as we wanted it to. So I mean, it's a possibility. This probably won't last neither. But you know, people bring up good points in the comments. Like he is in the building. You know, something could happen.
But what does it mean?
I think this is more of you're putting a little bit of input of what you would do in certain situations.
Yeah, I would be picking the mind.
Yeah, you're just picking the brain, you know. We did this with the Browns GM, the former GM of the Browns, when he got OBJ, you know, all those guys, and then he came in. What's his name? I forgot his name. I'm main draw. I'm just blanks.
I can't even. Don't worry about it, because I can't even think of his name either.
Oh my goodness, he got fired, and then they hired from our team, from the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've been down the road with the whole consultant.
Yeah, we've been with the whole consulting thing. So, he's just pricking the brain.
Yeah, that's all it is. And I mean, you're just pretty much playing the waiting game on these type of situations.
Right.
Now, moving right along, Marlon Tuatalopo.
He's forgotten. That's why. He's forgotten.
Tuatalopo. Now, talk about forgotten. We were forgotten because we had an interview when he was coming out of college. Set up with his agent and everything, and he never showed to his interview. So I spent hours trying to pronounce your name for nothing. That's why I fumbled the bag now.
He funked your name up purposely.
Okay.
It's super impressive you can even say it right now, because I butchered the hell out of
this. He was probably practicing as he was getting this, you know, set ready.
But yeah, I mean, Tuatalopo, he's definitely a depth guy. I'm not sure. Like, I think he needs to get that NFL strength undersized compared to the other guys in the group. Let's see.
Think about it. He's like, what, two? He's 6'2", 307 pounds.
307 pounds, but it's
that's a big guy, man.
We've seen some 6-footer, 7-footers, you know, being basketball players. It's like, I hate to be disrespectful, but it's wasted talent, wasted height, wasted weight.
Now, we also had Rennell Wren. He's a former 4th-round pick of the Bengals in 2019. You know, he was on the Bengals practice squad. And I think, again, you know, we're talking about depth here. Yeah.
He's a camp body. He's a camp body.
I mean, we have Noah Ellis.
I think we should just go ahead and put that on the ticker, Gail. We're just talking about death here.
From here on out. Because you're trying to look for those guys that play that role.
I think we surpassed everybody that's playing the role.
Hey, you know what Gail's trying to do? But you know what's crazy? You know, Gail's trying to put the hidden gem. The hidden gym that like comes out in camp and go out, and then he surprisingly goes out there and has playing time and has a role. And then Gail's gonna be like, yeah, boom, I told you, and I pronounced his name right.
Tuatalopo. Closing up the group, I mean, it's really about the, I think when you talk about this defensive line, it's really trying to bring it together, man. As a unit, because they're learning some new things, they're trying to do some new things, and they're really trying to do some different things. You talk about, again, we talked about the defensive line, you know, or the defensive unit as a whole, like bottom in sacks. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. So that's why I feel like they definitely owe it to us this year to go ahead and rise up that chart.
Going into comments, are we missing any questions? I know Todd says Pat Johnson could develop into something nice. Potential. Mr. Bird from Oregon talking about, are Eagles gonna add a safety? Y'all are beating that Jesse Bates thing.
They sure are.
I really don't. We've had a lot of signings in here. We've had a lot of integral pieces added to the group. Can you not? Like it's almost like you're enjoying the salad, right, man? You got these nice crisp lettuce. You got some onions in there. You got some tomatoes. Y'all want to put some raisins on the salad? Like, can we enjoy this? Like, let's enjoy what we have first already. It might not be sour, but we got some tart in there. Get it? We got some tart in there. We got some berries in there, as in Bradberries.
My thing is this, though, and this is my question to you, Mark. That's $12 million, right? Because he has a franchise tag. We can't extend him either. So what are you going to give up? You're going to give up Hargrave for him as well? You're going to swap it, and then you're probably going to give up more for that because they play different positions.
What are they talking about?
We only have $8 million in cap.
You're talking about safety? Like for Jesse?
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I mean, the expectations for Jesse Bates is like they want to – people are talking about giving up a first round this next year and then a fourth for the fall. Like, it's not even worth it, man. I mean, I really feel confident on the defense that we got. I really feel like, you know, some of these guys are going to step up this upcoming season and prove that, you know what I mean, Bates should have never even been the topic, period. I am not, you know, me and Gail talked before the show. I am not in on the Bates thing. Not big on it at all. I think, you know, if another offseason trade or signing happens, I'm all for it, but I'm not all for this one. So, you know, I'm out on this.
Yeah, just right. Bates. What's crazy is like everybody went bananas when James Craig got Craig James got cut. They're like, oh, Jesse Bates, like, bro, damn, can we be satisfied with just crossing start? And where's the faith that with Marcus Epps? Y'all have faith?
I had the privilege to have a one-on-one with Marcus Epps at the autism. Man. And I told him straight up, like, bro, I think you're gonna do your thing. I'm all in on Marcus Epps stepping up this upcoming season on the safety role. So I think we're good there, man. That's just
right.
I mean, it's just when you start talking about giving up seconds, and my thing with like, are they do they want a Dillard? I think they're already. I don't think they need a Dillard. They added.
Some pieces. I mean, they added
on offensive line.
They added some pieces. Yeah. I mean, do you want to throw Sumala again? I'm trying to see what Tart brings to the table.
They definitely don't need no wide receivers. They got plans.
No, they don't need it. Like, they're like, we'll throw Rager at him in there.
Oh, yeah, like, come on, really? Like, what's Rager gonna do? Come on. Everybody put your GM thinking caps on and be a GM for a day.
it's just let's see what we have. Okay.
Right.
I mean, you got Tart and Harris too, man. I think
if you want to put some raisins on in a couple weeks because you the salad is too tart.
Yeah. Yo. Okay. So if I have your salad, am I putting blue cheese or ranch on it?
No, we ain't getting that. We're getting vinaigrette in that bitch.
Vinegar. Oh, okay. My bad. You fancy? You want wine with that too, sir? You want wine too, sir?
Yeah. Because I'm hungry at the moment. I'm trying to.
Okay, my bad. Let's not talk about food then. Because I'm not trying to get you angry.
Yo, bougie.
You know what I mean?
You got me in a hotel right now talking about salads.
Talk about you being bougie, man.
Bougie. I'm talking about me being fat.
Gail is bad. Hey, what they said? Gail is bad and bougie, sitting it up in the jacuzzi.
Like, no, Gail's fat and bougie. Eating a salad in a jacuzzi.
This dude is hungry, man. Bro. Here we go. Bro. Here we go. This is where we lose it.
Bro. They got some chicken wings outside.
This is where we get off topic.
they got a Buffalo Wild Wings out there.
Hey.
Outside my hotel.
Better make that your next stop. Then.
All this talking, this man's going to end up buying something from the vending machine.
Let me get a Danish.
Yeah, man.
Flavored water, please.
I mean, I think we ran the gamut. I think we got all that Jesse Bates talking.
Yeah, as much as we needed to.
Because this is a defensive line breakdown.
Yeah.
Got to stick to the topic, not salads and cheesesteaks. But yeah, before we get out of here, I know we're hitting the hour mark. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, who's working his butt off. This dude is the hardest working man in the medical media industry. Not only is he taking names and medicals, but he's actually doing the work behind the scenes. Shout out to Mal Davis, who's also prepping to be a dad. He's on his way. couple more months, be like y'all too. But Tim, before we got here, any last thoughts?
Tune in, man. You know, 4th and John, we hit all day, every day, hitting with you with that heat content. Thank you for adding me to today's pod.
Yes,
also, you know, fly Eagles fly, man. Keep the faith. We don't need Jesse Bates, by the way. We'll be okay. Be all right.
My turn.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you sir.
Nah, so I mean, yeah, the whole Jesse Bates thing can go ahead and we can squash all that, especially here. Other than that, you know, we're getting close to the time. The time is getting close to us, man. Looking forward to that open practice. Off season starts about a week and a half. They're ready to go, ready to see these boys go to work. So, you know, the excitement is just building up, because when it happens, man, it's going to be a whole different ball game, and I'm excited to go ahead and get started. With that being said, you know, I mean, I wish everybody the rest of the week safe, happiness. You know, I mean, make sure you guys check on your peace, because it's going to get hot as hell out here in the next couple of days. All right, I really keep you in mind, bro, because I know you suffering that out down there. I don't know how you do it. I would, like I said, joking with you in the beginning of the show, I know you got to like live in a swimming pool, because I be in that bitch all day. But, you know, be careful out there. You know what I mean? Give my love to the wife and Adi to make sure she's good and everything.
Yeah. I called Tim. I said, yo, how you doing with the heat out there? And Tim was like,
Lewis, Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to address this comment. Shout out to Sports King, who's joining the chat. I don't think I've seen Sports King in a minute. Or he says, yo, why everybody ready to give up Miles Sanders? I don't
that question for Evan.
I don't understand it.
We'll ask Evan.
Yeah, but you know,
we're not giving.
Can I add a little inkle to it? Just one thing. Why does everybody bring up the bonehead plays that he did too, right? But nobody adds up like the game where we beat the Green Bay Packers, or like all the rest of the great runs he's had. Yeah, and then they want to go blah blah on him and poo poo on him that he didn't get a touchdown last year. Man, Jalen Hurts was getting those touchdowns. That's all I want to say. That's it. Sorry.
Sportskin says, y'all enjoyed the show, but he's 25 and a pro bowler. Okay. Feast for Pete says, Sanders is blah. We're not going to leave on a bad note, you know?
Nah.
We're not going to leave it on a bad note. But anyone who's sticking around for this little nugget, we are not telling you who's going to be at the first tailgate. But if everything works out,
stay tuned.
That's all I gotta say.
He's just gonna leave it at that. Yo, I like that.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
I like that.
If I'm not gonna say if, when.
Yep.
When.
Yep.
But not talking about the first tailgate. We're talking about the open practice tailgate, August 7th. Join us for that one. I'm talking about the first game, though. The cliffhanger, where I left you on a cliffhanger. Talk about the first game of season. I can't even think straight. Open practice, August 7th. You want a tailgate and practice with the tailgate? That'll be the practice tailgate. I think it's time to get a salad. As always, fly Eagles fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Get a salad.
I'm getting the cheesesteak, bro.
chicken.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.